Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
All right, welcome back to it. It's National Pumpkin Day. No, that's not quite yet. Anyhow, I'm tuning up and tuning into my good friend Ron Rademacher, who's been lost more often than anybody can imagine. He runs the back roads of Michigan. He's a swamp dweller, a back road rider, a guy of adventure, a man of many talents, and a guy who comes here once a week to tell us the great things about Michigan so we don't have to talk about politics or anything else. And this week, I think we'll talk about Halloween and fall colors and all sorts of great stuff. Look, everybody, it's Ron Rademacher.
Good morning, Steve Gruber. How are you?
I'm responding well to the beatings. Thank you very much for asking.
Well, there's nobody better at taking a beating than you. We all know that.
Well, there you go. Well, you know, fall weather show. You know, I was watching the weather yesterday, watching these 25 and 28-foot waves on Lake Superior, which I thought was pretty cool. And then I thought, oh, my property's in good shape up north.
Well, I'm pretty excited about that because, you know, we're standing by here at Michigan Backroads waiting for a hard frost up there so I can go back and photograph those stone circles I mentioned several months ago. So the weather's finally here, so at any moment we'll be taking off for that old ruin back in there to photograph that, so I'll have an update for you.
Yeah, I see that the temperature's going to be at 34, but a hard freeze. The latest I've ever seen a hard freeze in recent years that I remember was November the 4th. That was in southern Michigan, first hard freeze. And the earliest I ever saw was October 4th. So
yeah,
I'm
watching carefully. I'm going to be on Beaver Island November 4th. But when it happens, especially the UP, I have to go within a day or two because when it happens, it does kill the foliage we want to get rid of. But if it snows, the snow obscures everything. So you can't hang around for a week or two. You just got to drop what you're doing and go.
Got to get on it.
Got to get at it. That's in the future. What's going on right now, you know, the weather is kind of dictating what people are doing, but I will tell folks, especially people heading up for the Ice Man Cometh Festival, that the colors, even though it's raining right now, I was in all over Traverse County yesterday, Grand Traverse County, and the colors were spectacular.
Yeah, that came late. You know, for a guy who, I won't hold you accountable, but you did predict the colors were coming early this year.
It's funny that I was looking through my notes. I thought you were the one who predicted that.
No, come on. Fess up.
No, that's all right. No, my feet have been held in the fire so many times they're calloused. I could walk on fire. I did predict it. I did predict it. And I didn't predict the snow. I can tell you this morning, a little bit of snow is actually falling at Gaylord.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, snowing in Gaylord because it's not cold enough. But they're predicting some more, a little bit of snow there tonight. So winter is coming, folks. So you had to kind of plan, but there is some good color stuff around. You know, and there's some great Halloween things going on. The Hot Air Balloon Festival in Kalamazoo. If the winds die down, it should be great because there's still color down that way.
Well, that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday coming up. Also, National Pumpkin Day. Is that tomorrow, correct?
That is tomorrow, and of course, pumpkins are everywhere, and I know Ivy's all about pumpkins, so I just want you to know, you can Google it. There is such a thing as pumpkin lasagna.
Oh, come on.
No, I kid you not. I have never made it, but I saw it the other day, and in outside of Gladstone, there's a gasoline station that has a sign up that says that they have pumpkin spice regular. So you can get pumpkin spice gasoline up there.
There you go. All right, yeah. So... let's see here. I'm looking at an event in Everett. Everett since 1824. What's going on there?
Well, it's not actually an event. This is actually a phenomenon. There's a cemetery there where people see at certain times of the year the tombstones will appear to be glowing. Now, the only reason I bring it up is because it's been going on since the early 1800s, which puts it before the invention of the automobile, before the invention of night lights, before the invention of all these lights that light up the night. And so this is one of those things that's been being reported in newspapers way, 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 way back. Now, I've gone a couple of times to try to see the tombstones glowing once the local constabulary escorted me out of the cemetery. But it's just one of those things that if you go over there for their Halloween party, that's also the town that has the Dulcimer Festival. Sometimes they do a tour of the tombstones out in that graveyard. It's a big, big cemetery. So it's just one of those things that's not on the map. You just kind of have to go over there and take your chances.
That's kind of freaky. All right. From there, I think it's Ivy says, by the way, she's making the pumpkin lasagna tonight. We'll see how that works out. All right. So Halloween camping at the Millington Monster Mash. Tell me about this one.
Well, you know, this is another thing that people do in Michigan for camping. In fact, I was looking at the Timber Ridge Resort yesterday because they have the Iceman Cometh Coaster there. And the ones in Millington, they just go nuts. They have a trailer decorating contest. And then everybody gathers around in a central part, and they build this gigantic bonfire, and then have a fire pit party. You know what goes on at that.
Right, absolutely.
They really jazz the thing up. They have pig races that go on there. They have some nice cider. They bring all kinds of stuff into the camping ground. And so instead of everybody hunkering down in their front of their fireplace at home, these people gather out in the campground and party it up for Halloween.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Great time.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Last week we talked about this. We got about a minute and a half left here, Ron. But last week we talked about this because a Republican lawmaker, name eludes me at the moment, introduced legislation to have a season on the ribeye in the sky, which is better known as the sandhill crane. And of course, you folks on the left didn't care for that thought all that much. But hunting sandhill cranes is legal in several states in America, and they do call it the ribeye in the sky because apparently they're really good to eat. And apparently you did a little research on this.
I did a little bit of research. My buddy called me. I got a buddy who's a truck driver. They call him Long Haul Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
And he drives, he's a long haul trucker. And he called and said that, yeah, they have across several northern states, they have these as a regular hunting season. And part of it is because the environment can only support about 250,000 of these sandhill cranes. And there are currently about 350,000.
Well, that's a lot of ribeyes.
The white-tailed deer problem we have in Michigan is they have some starvation. And he even told me that there's one state, and it hasn't happened yet, but they're playing a festival that will include a blessing of your gun. You can go there and get your gun blessed. Then they have a crane shoot, and then they're going to have a crane cook-off.
Based on the way I shoot sometimes, my gun should be blessed.
Yeah, you need to get your gun blessed from time to time. So,
Lord.
So he's supposed to get back to me on that, which state that is. He was keeping it close to his chest because
we'll get that next time.
States to steal the idea.
Find out more from Ron Rademacher, MichiganBackroads.com. You can get yourself blessed along the way, too. MichiganBackroads.com. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Steve. I'm headed for the UP now. Bye-bye.